Blog Talk Radio. can be a freak. I 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 can be a freak every day of every week.
This is something that I love. Listen, I'm about to teach. Every single girl should embrace that inner freaky freak. Don't be scared, don't be shy. Yes, you gotta let it breathe. I can give instructions if you like to hear me speak. Let me see those handcuffs off. Let me see that leather gear. Kiss and tap and pull up here. Breaking your bitch in here. You wanna see you get down low. You wanna hear you, here you go.
I can be a freak every day of every week.
However you want it.
Honey, my husband came home from work, honey, And we got in the car, honey, and we drove to motherfucking Atlantic City, honey. Bitch, I was in Atlantic City last week, Wednesday, when the show was supposed to be going on, honey, and I was on the motherfucking blackjack table, honey. I was playing blackjack, honey, and motherfucking roulette, honey, and I was having a blast, honey. I had so much fun playing blackjack and motherfucking roulette with you girls. Hold on 1 minute, girls. I'm going to call you right back after the show. I had so much fun, honey. No, baby, honey, why would I be in jail, honey? No, honey. I was in Atlantic City, honey, and I was having fun in Atlantic City, honey. And then what did I do on Thursday, honey? You know, I got to recap my weekend, honey. Then I'm going to bring my cast on, honey, because you know it ain't a show without a cast, honey. And so on Thursday, honey, I did something on Thursday, but I really don't remember what I did on Thursday, honey. I really don't remember, honey. I know it was beautiful outside, and I was out and about and in the city, honey, and just having fun, honey. And then I popped up in the Globe on Friday night, honey. And then Saturday, I was on my way going to this party, honey. But the party got shut down, honey, so I stayed in the house, honey. I had my house meeting last night. Did I Vogue at the Globe? Well, yes, I did Vogue, honey. I Vogue with Amori and motherfucking Renato Milan on Friday at the Globe. We came out, they had performance, and me, Renato, and Amori came out and we Vogue down, honey. But we didn't come back out. We just came out and played and got our tens in. Then on Saturday, honey, I was going to this party, but the party got shut down before I could get to the party and everything. It was a mess, honey. So I just came back upstairs, and I took off my makeup, and I laid in the bed. And then I had my house meeting yesterday. And then after my house meeting was over, honey, I came back home, honey, and I cooked some steak and some yellow rice and some sweet peas, honey. And I played cards. I played cards with some of my Mizrahi kids. And I played cards with some of my Milan Benji kinds, honey. And we had so much fun, honey. It was everything, bitch. And now I'm back here, live on the air, doing the show with you motherfucking girls. How the fuck you motherfucking doing, honey? How you doing? But let's not waste no motherfucking time. Let's go straight over to the other side of the brook and see what my Benji kind motherfucking Julie, this motherfucking Nicole's doing, honey. I need to see her week.
Something that's like breathing and poof, poof, poof in my ear.
Oh, no, that's not your phone, girl. It's a little, you know, honey, you know they don't turn the heat off in these buildings until after the 15th, honey.
Girl, so that's the fan?
It's a little hot. No, I'm a Whitney Houston fan, honey.
Because I'm like, what is that in my ear? Hey, chat room, what's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling, honey. How was your weekend? How you doing?
I can't complain. It was nice. Friday was quiet. Dante had a party for his lover on Saturday. I went there for the Icon and Us. It was just a mean, nasty bar, and we was just drunk on 125th in Amsterdam until like 6 o'clock in the morning. And I came home, and I've been in the house ever since. I didn't have a very, you know, I wasn't everywhere doing anything. I was home doing all the things.
Oh, girl, honey. Well, girl, from what I get, girl, you was doing a lot of other things, honey. But, you know, I'm not going to spill
from
that.
Home?
Huh?
From home?
Yes, from home.
Oh,
home.
Okay. I didn't
but
go out, what I'm saying.
You wasn't home alone,
Oh, darling.
You wasn't home alone, honey. But I see your weekend was really cute. Let's go to motherfucking D.C., Maryland area and see how Jaquan weekend was, honey. How you doing, Jaquan?
Me, I'm making money.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jaquan.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just laying here.
Alone?
Your lady is doing what?
Oh, okay. He's just laying there.
You're laying there
laying
doing what?
Here. Nothing. Yeah. I'm not on Uvu or Tiny Tech.
Oh, no, honey. It's too much. It's going to be too much madness tonight, honey. And it was just too much madness last night, honey. For honey.
Where?
You have this wretched echo in your phone.
And
you got
that
glowing fan in your phone.
No, it's not my phone. It's not my phone. My phone was fine. My phone is fine, honey. It's not my phone. It's your phone, honey.
Let me go find one of my other house
phones. Oh, you on the house phone. That's why. It's that
wretched. I be on the house phone every time I'm on the radio.
Well, baby, today, honey, she is doing shows, honey. She is giving me like she is a scratching, like she is a Halloween queen, Miss Thing. She is hollering for her life.
You know
what your phone is giving me? Your phone is giving me right now. Your phone is giving me Miss Tatiana, Miss Thing, from Miss RuPaul Drag Race. She had to sing for her life.
Kelly, don't forget who you must summons today.
Oh, yes, I will definitely be reaching out to the community, honey. Because I have some tea. I have a whole bunch of tea and things that came through my system, honey. Yes, I have some tea that came through my system, honey, about my Benji Cunt Judy, honey, Tyreek Icon, honey. And I need Tyreek to call in here, Miss Thing, before I indulge this tea about him that the girl sent me. And I don't want Tyreek to text me on the red phone, honey. I want Tyreek to call into the show, Miss Thing, because this tea is crazy, honey. But another thing, I don't know how I should go about addressing the red phone is my cell phone. My cell phone is the red phone. Do you remember how they had the red phone for Batman, honey? I'm 2010 big version of Wonder Woman, honey. So I have my red phone, honey. And my red phone is very exclusive, honey. Not really many girls have the red phone number, honey. So if
I
you
got
have
both.
The red phone number, honey, you're exclusive, honey. And then if you have the black phone number, the black phone is the house phone, bitch. You're definitely exclusive, Miss Thing. But I can count on one hand how many people have the black phone number, honey. But yes, I need Tyreek to call in here, honey. And bitch, I don't know how I'm gonna go about addressing this issue because I feel some type of way, Miss Thing. I really feel some type of way, okay? And I want y'all to tell me how do y'all feel about this because since we all are family here and we are a cast and, you know, we are a team together. Well, I don't understand how, you know, I don't have a problem with anybody else having a radio show and doing what they do and, you know, I'm not trying to shade anybody or, you know, anything, but for the last year and 2 months, we have been coming on the show, on the air, at 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock, sometimes to 2, sometimes to 3 if it gets really hot this day. How do y'all feel about the red carpet doing their show at the same time we doing our show? Do you think they just ran over time because the topic was hot, or do you think that the girls is being shady to us? How do y'all feel about it? And then I'll let y'all know exactly how I feel about the situation.
Well, I mean, it depends. For me, it depends on how many times this has occurred.
It seems like whenever it's some madness or something, it seems like this is how it is, right? Whenever it's some madness, because, you know, the girls don't know how to deal with me, right? Yourself, Jaquan, Jasmine, and all the other people outside of the house of Ms. Rahi that deal with me, they know how to deal with me. So, and the girls know that the ballroom Kelly is not the same Kelly as the Kelly that's outside. So y'all know how to deal with me. I think the girls that's out there that goes to these other shows, they just don't know how to deal with me and how to come at me. So they go to these other shows and want to voice their opinions and all the things that they feel that they can't do over here on the other show. So that's when all these other girls come out the woodworks. Because all these other girls, the shows they have broadcasted shows, but they have not been having shows often. Okay, they have shows every once in a while, or when somebody feel that they can attack or have an outlet to attack the cast over here. Well, not the cast. Well, attack me or attack somebody that's a part of this circle. They go to those other outlets, and those other outlets are taking, you know, start their shows back up or say, oh, they're making a grand comeback for their shows and everything. But then they only grand comeback is for that one night, Miss Thing, and then they never have a show ever again. So what the fuck?
Fuck, bitch.
What'd you say?
Bum bitch!
Mm-hmm. Yo,
that's crazy.
I don't know, but honey, but I just feel it's some type of shade. So, and Kai, you have my email address. Kai, please hit me up because I feel it's some type of shade. Y'all know for the last year and a half, we've been coming on at 11 o'clock. We do our show at 11 o'clock. It seems like somebody's trying to step on my toes, and my toes are some big toes. My toes are some big toes, Miss Tang, and I do not like my toes to be stepped on at all, Miss Tang. Honey.
Can you hear me better, Kelly?
Yes, I can hear you better. Go ahead. What was you saying, baby?
Nothing. I was making sure my phone was working. You do got some big toes, though, bitch.
Yes. And then the girls are, I'm not gonna read what the girls are saying. The girls are sending me because then it's gonna make it seem like I'm throwing.
No, read it. I want to see it because I'm not in my room and I can't see. So can you tell me, please?
Oh well, somebody sent me a message on Yahoo and gave very well, girl. Bitch, I don't even know why they on because they keep saying the same shit over and over. They're draining us. But it's no shame. I'm only reading the Yahoo messages that's coming across my screen. This is not my opinion. This is just what is coming across my screen. Okay? Because I do tune into the shows from time to time when I do have time. And I'm not, you know, doing the things that I did.
Okay.
But.
Do you think they're entertaining when you get on there and listen?
Huh?
Do you think they're entertaining when you get on there and listen?
Oh well, I don't know. I don't know because I don't sit in one spot and listen to. It's no shade to anybody out there that does shows. I don't sit in one spot and actually listen to the show. I take it. I leave the phone on and I move from the living room to the bedroom to the kitchen, cook, take a shower, come back, and then, you know, hit bits and pieces. I don't actually sit and be in tune to it, Miss Day, like I'm in tune to my girls here. You know, me and my girls, bitch, me and my girls here, me and my 48 girls is in the chat room, my girls is on the phone line. Bitch, we are like a family. I've grown a bond with these girls, Miss Day, with all my Nicki Minajs and my Alanas and all my Guesses and the Kurtz and the motherfucking Prince and bitch the Toy Boys and all these people. I've grown a bond with them.
Well, that's good, Kelly.
Yes. So go ahead, talk.
Well, I can't comment about none of that because I don't listen to nobody's show, but this show and my sister's, I go on my sister's show. That's the Naya Von V experience, so I don't really listen to any other or because I can't comment about any shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
what's that show we listened to that one night,
y'all
Kelly?
You and Nicole talk for a minute. I'll be right back. I got to go take care of something.
Oh, okay. Anyways, what are you doing, Nicole?
I'm sitting here eating down. I'm starving bones.
What are you eating?
Some ribs, macaroni and cheese, and some broccoli.
And what did you do in your house this weekend?
I entertained and I had fun.
Who are you entertaining?
That's not up for disclosure.
You can't tell yet.
I don't want to. I mean, I do hear it. Everybody, you hear it. Come on, child.
I heard all about it.
Well, okay. Well, see, there you go.
I just wanted you to tell and keep the people entertained.
Mm-hmm. That's not what you do when you're a celebrity and a star. I don't need to. Everybody else will.
Yeah.
I just sit back and let them do it. I didn't do nothing wrong.
You're crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm on point.
You're on point.
That's why you're asking me a question that you already know the answer to. And I never answered it.
Whatever, Nicole.
Okay,
I was at Splash on Wednesday looking for you, and I didn't see you.
Oh, I didn't come out. I didn't go off to Splash. I heard it was nice, too.
It was. Okay.
I heard it was real nice, but I didn't go on. I was there last week, before that, I think. Yeah, I was up in the building then. But I hadn't been to Splash in a long time, and I was there. The Malone weekend, the weekend before the Malone.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. It was cute. So you really came all the way up here to New York City to go to Splash?
Mm-mm. Not just to go to Splash. I was at Kelly House.
Nicole, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Nicole, listen, the evil punk from Ogblog and Oakshug is a luck to the Oakshug, and they hear you Oshawaga your Ot Pugs and Egg Thugs and Ogblog, and they Ed Sug that's not for Eshrufugga Ugg. And the Egg Thug.
Well, you own the Ogblog. You don't have the Egg Sugga up the nuts. I'm eating Al Dug, and I'm going to eat my own fuck, and y'all can ooh Dugga with y'all Ogblog because I don't Dugga unawaga to eat, brother, unpa Eshrufugga or Egg Thug. So I'm going to eat my ooh Fug and eat my this all and y'all ought to the Ound Eggs.
Miss Egg, but you better avocado act buck, Miss Egg Thug, because the old sugar's gonna get hot hug, Miss Egg Thug. It's 100 girls already on the own fog, Miss Egg Thug.
I'm right ear hog. I'm Egg Sugar eating mother the own fog.
Okay. Okay. Yes, honey, we are here, but it was madness. Jaquan, did you hear about this madness that happened?
Yes, in Maryland on Saturday.
Oh, my God, I have videos and everything, Miss. I have videos and everything, honey. And I'm just gagging. Somebody sent me an IM. Somebody sent me an IM, and they sent me a picture. And I am gagging at the IM and the picture they sent me. And maybe I don't know, Missy. You know these how these girls are, these girls, and they madness, Miss Say. The girls that sent me an IM and a picture, Miss Say, and gave the very, who is this? Oh. Bitch, Miss Switchwood is a mess. The girl sent me an IM. The girl sent me an IM and a picture mistake and gave the very bitch the new Atlanta mother of the House of Chanel mistake. Bitch, and I gagged at the picture they sent me mistake.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
And Switchwood.
Oh, they tried that.
Who was that?
Who was who? That's me.
Oh, well, baby, and the girl just sent me. Did you see that picture? Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
They gave the way, that's a new mother. They gave the way, that's the new mother of the House of Chanel and Atlanta, Miss Day. They got rid of her. They gave the way, they got rid of Amaya already.
Ooh.
Miss Day. Girl.
Leaving them clothes behind wasn't a good thing.
Baby, I am gagging. I am really gagging, honey.
Well, how you put this up?
What you say?
How do you put this up? How you make it so the girls can see it?
Yes, that's what the girls sent me in the message, honey.
I'm about to post it. I'm gonna put it in the chat room.
It's already in the chat room. They gave the way. She's out already. Mistaken. She's in. Mistaken. I'm gagging. I'm really gagging.
London, ex Mizrahi, Chanel.
Yes, I really.
With a wig on, looking like a Maya.
Oh, no!
Yes. He looked like.
Bishop, I am gagging, honey. What? Huh? Baby, I'm gagging. I'm really gagging.
How did y'all get this?
Somebody sent it to me, honey, on Yahoo.
Lies. I bet they did.
Somebody sent me. Baby, you know, somebody sent it to me on Yahoo. I was gagging. The girl sent me everything, honey. I got other things that we're gonna talk about.
The girl sent me an instant message saying he looked like Amaya doing coke at the Milan Ball in the bathroom.
Oh no, Miss A. But you know, we're just gonna talk about little bits and things for right now because the red carpet is over at 12, and so once the red carpet is over at 12, then I'm gonna go into my main
Now I'm getting like.
Now they're trying it.
Now, I want mad when you were saying it, Kelly. I really now, you hear me, the Jaquan.
Now I just caught it like, okay, wait a minute now. Cut it out. Good E, mama.
Hold on. Which one is the red carpet? That's the one with
Kyle. It doesn't even matter.
No, I just want to know for my own sake. I just want to know.
It's wrong. That's not nice.
Now when you come up here and you just overdo their shows and just do it, you know, just say fuck whatever time they get on and they don't have no listeners, then don't get mad.
Is there a way that we as a show can call their show?
Oh.
Can we do that?
What?
You could call them. Yeah, you can. You can.
We can call their show.
We got to do it.
No, we can't. We're not gonna call it to that show. That would be so classic.
We call it there. We can. Hey, hi. This is Ted the Child. We just figured that, being that y'all on our time, that we'll come over here and just, you know, see what you guys are talking about.
Ooh.
Nice. Think about it. It would be like,
well, I don't know. We have to get clearance for switchboard, honey.
What was your group? Hey guys, what's going on? Y'all on air still?
Honey, we have to get clearance from switchboard. Switchboard, can we do? Honey, we got to get clearance, honey. You know, I'm not in charge. The girls in the chat room is like, please do it, honey. The girls in the chat room want us, honey. Oh, bitch, we are live on the red carpet. Hey, red carpet, this is Tins of Chops. How you doing? Baby, we gotta get clearance from switchboard, honey.
That answer is true.
Oh, well, you have the number, switchboard. Let's call Lover.
Hello?
Let's call Lover. Switchboard said that answer is true. So, Miss Ebony, can you please call Lover there, honey? Baby. Miss Ebony is a mess. Baby, the girls in the chat room is like, I love
it. You desire to speak to the host. Please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified.
Or
you are now in the host queue.
Complete understanding of the category before it opens.
Right.
You have to enunciate.
And so, you know, and that's where a lot of mayhem comes down.
Yes, I can.
And I do agree with Kevin. Security is really important.
Oh, yeah.
You must pay for your security. You don't skank on security because that's
what's going on right now, Kenny and Kai and Lisa and Opie and everybody.
What's going on
right now is we're going to have to be a little bit more stronger than security the way these kids are acting. We're going to have to set booby traps. And we send them on that side of the room because we know where the trap is.
Okay, this is what they're talking
about.
And
it's not necessary because balls is about, was an escapism for us to leave out of our urban communities and to belong to a family or belong. Back when I grew up, they were like cliques and families where you had to go. After the competition,
you came to Baltimore. Did we not hang out with each other, Kenny?
The houses back then hung out with each other. You didn't have to be a Chanel or Omni to be a part of the party.
You came to the ball to release your frustration through competition. The competition is a part of your stress release from everyday societal drama.
We have competition.
And that's what balls is about, a community where we have to ourselves, where no one can enter, where we get to release stress and be as one, in unison.
You know, Kenny, you just reminded me of me and you in New York University Park with all the ball children, Dennis, Tim, Pandavis, everybody, how we used to just sit in the park and enjoy the birds
off the host queue.
And the people on bicycles, and we did our thing too. You know what I'm saying? We were together. We spent a lot of time together. We were on the pier together. We were on Christopher Street together. We were at the balls together. We went to parties together. You know, that's what we did. That's what the ball community back then did.
Yeah, but I understand one thing, though. We're in a new society, and I do understand that part. What we did and the kids are different now. I understand that. And my last thing to it is that the mentality, money is money, and everybody's out to make money. But if you're going to take someone $30, at least let them enjoy the experience.
Right.
And that's
they
all
came
I got
there because
say.
Of you.
Thank y'all for letting me talk.
Kenny, I love you.
Icon.
Thank you,
really
Nicole, are you ready?
Have a good night and thank you. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you so much, Kenny.
I'm just going to laugh.
Well said.
He is so sweet. He is so sweet.
We have a million calls, and we only have 10 minutes, so I'm going to try to sweep a few. 856-246, you're live on the red carpet.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey,
Albert
here.
Oh, this show's
giving
me a headache tonight.
Oh,
what'd you say?
No.
I said, them girls gave me a headache on this show tonight.
They gave you a headache. I didn't come on to the last half an hour.
Oh,
let me tell y'all something.
So what do you think about all this, Alvernian?
It's horrible, but I'm going to tell you something. I can't speak for nobody else, but I'm going to speak for me. I would have doubt. I always keep 911 on my phone. Any ball I'm at, every time I see a fight, I'm calling the cops. I don't care.
Yeah.
Alvernian, you so smart.
Thank you.
So smart.
Every ball
Simple,
I've been
don't
to,
wait.
And I see a bitch ready to throw it, excuse my language, they hand up, or I'm down 911. Here she go.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to speak to me no more. And again, we just had a meeting in New York. I don't understand why this person.
Because those it didn't speak to those people.
No shade to
them. They didn't hear the meeting. They didn't read anything positive on Walk For Me about status criteria. They don't listen to the show when we do mental illness and we say you got a problem. Obvious.
I don't care about that mental illness stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, but you can't brush it off because it's real, Alvernian.
That's something different. We talking about ball. We ain't talking about a person's.
We talking about fights. We talking about people's behaviors.
But fights is gonna happen no matter where you at, gay or straight. But what I'm saying is you can't control that. But what you can do is control what's going on in the event. So that means again, you need to have adequate security.
At that.
Soon the first fight happens, no matter if they're in your house or not, honey, it's time to have them removed. Any ball I had and I had Red Dragon there, they're going to escort them out the door and have a nice day, see you later, and ain't no more conversation.
You know, I've been known to do it myself.
Oh, can I talk?
Quite a few times, myself, without security.
Anyway, then they need to stop putting these people on the judges' panel that don't have legendary stories. They just said this at this meeting 2 weeks ago in New York that if they are not a legend or an icon on the judges' panel anyway. So that goes back to that.
This ball was kind of different. I don't know how much you heard, but this ball was.
I was in Ohio having a good time.
This ball was given by a very, very nice, intelligent young man. Who he gives it for colleges? It's the colleges on Eastern Shore and South.
You are now off the host queue.
Happened to show up.
You are now in the host queue.
You know they heard about it. Some people probably know him and they wanted to support him. And you know they probably just said you know.
Hello.
Hello.
What happened?
I don't know.
We're gone, honey. I was hitting somebody up to let them know, honey, that they had a 347 number that wanted to come on the line, honey. They was taking too long, honey.
Yeah, I had to dismiss them. Along with that, I just was listening. I'm getting into it. They just was going off about the security matter or whatever it is that they were talking about. It looked like it was a pretty interesting conversation that they had going on over there. But still in all, there's still a certain amount of respect that is due, and I think that if enough communication is being going through, you know, Ms. Ebony would be aware of when they're going to stop, and then she'll know when to start this, and y'all send out your laws.
We don't know exactly when the girls come on, because the girls don't have a scheduled time frame like we do. The girls come on when they want to or when they feel that when it's a need or something in the ballroom scene. Honey, that's when
so it's not an everyday show.
No.
I mean, well, it's not like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Switchboard, Miss Ebony, we could try to call back over there. I hit the person up that was in the chat room and let them know that they have a 347-215 number that would like to talk.
No, don't call them, people.
Oh, hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Oh, it'll be a private number. Oh, we are going to. Oh, it's a private number. Oh, it's a private number. Hold on, it's a private number. Sorry, honey. Well, they only got six minutes. They only got 6 minutes left into the show. So, pay it, girl. Whatever, honey. Well, girl, while they got their 6 minutes left in today's show, Miss Tang, and they're wrapping up their shit, Miss Tang, let me start the motherfucker. Let me start the madness. Well, I don't know. We had topics about this for so long, and we talked about this so many times. I don't understand for the life of me why do butch queens try to attack femme queens.
Oh, that's terrible.
It kills me. It kills me for the life of me. For the life of me, they said they was looking for our number. They was looking for our number, so they just hit me back up and said they was looking for our number. I don't know why, for the life of me, butch queens try to attack femme queens. I don't understand. Prime example, I need Father Sean St. Clair to call in here tonight, because for God knows what reason, I don't understand why was Father Sean St. Clair trying to attack my daughter, lovely Ms. Rahi, this weekend and motherfucking the ball. I don't understand. I really don't understand. I really don't understand. Hold on, girls, and I'm gonna hold on. Let me get the link right here, honey. I'm going to put the link in the chat room, honey, to you girls. So, Nicole, get by your computer. The link is in the chat room. The link is up. It's in the chat room. This is Sean St. Clair, the father of the House of St. Clair, going after a femme queen in the House of Mizrahi that was on the judges panel for chopping him. Nicole, do you see the video?
I'm looking now. I'm just downloading.
I don't understand for the life of me. But the person that sent me these links to these videos and all the tea that happened at the ball, they gave the right for Miss Lovely to be a lady and for her to be a face girl, Miss Day. They gave the right Miss Lovely handled her aunt, Miss Day.
This is fucking mess.
It's a mess.
Oh, my God. Why are they returning? Why is he... What the fuck? Oh. Well, when did all this become... Oh. Well, when did she be... Some triple battle push-up. Oh, my God. Are you serious? All for who? Lovely?
All for Lovely.
Get all of this?
All of
the hands. Oh, wow.
Hold on, switchboard. Can you please see if you see 267549 on the switchboard, Miss Ebony? Can you please see if you see that number? 267549. They're going to give us play-by-play detail of what happened at the ball. And then I'm going to play the second video for you girls that happened outside, the madness that took place outside afterwards. Honey, hold on. I'm going to put the link in the chat room once again. Oh, somebody just put it in there. There we go. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let me see. Press one. Okay, hold on. Okay. Hold on, I'm sending this link out, honey. I'm trying to see if they press one right now, switchboard. So we can get to the bottom of this. Wasn't that a mess, Nicole?
I'm a lord. I can't believe all of that.
Is he a legend?
Yes, this is legendary Father Sean St. Clair. Honey, and I don't know, hold on, our caller is there. 267-549, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on, Teddy? How you doing? What's the tea?
That mess. It was a mess. It really was a mess.
Give me the play-by-play.
Well, I was on a panel. he chopped Lovely for Faith, which I understood why he chopped her, because they told her to bring it in the name of Danielle. She has Faith down. You cannot deny it. She sits. She asks who chopped me. He said, I did. She said, well, I'm of the year. He said, just as well as legends get chopped, you can get chopped. So she pays it. He was honestly able to be fierce all night if you really want to ask me. So she was being fierce on the house of St. Clair. So it came down to, it was cutest couple, Laomi, and I don't know if it was her lover or her boyfriend, whatever the case may be. She was chopped. What's her name? Lovely. You know, she was having words with the St. Clairs, you know, but she said, she gave very much, bitch, I'm not backing down. So when Sean got up, she got up and pulled out her mace and shook it up and said, what's up? So Sean jumped over the table. He was going after her. So to make him going after her, she moved everybody out of the way and said, I can handle mine. Then they started fighting security. They took it outside. The madness started outside. They maced the whole state clear a bus, and that's the madness.
Well, honey, girls, wait, hold on. Teddy, go ahead and finish telling us the rest of the story. Girls, I'm about to give y'all the video for outside, girls. I'm about to give y'all the video for outside.
It was just a mess.
The video
and it was
for outside
just that,
in the chat room.
When you have categories, the promoter needs to be there to clarify and to rectify the problem when there's a problem with the categories. Because to me, the categories was who fly. I mean, they were, like, made up off the top of your head. So it was a big controversy about the categories. And, you know, when you have liquor and drugs and all that stuff involved mixed into a hot room, it's madness. And that's what the biggest issue was.
So the fight didn't happen immediately after she was chopped. It was drained.
Mm-hmm, it didn't happen. Exactly. It didn't happen to the last category of the night, which was, I think, for $500 or $250. They felt like she was being fierce to the house of St. Clair, which, in my opinion, she wasn't. Like I said, it's an opinion. That was her opinion. They looked fierce. She chopped. They couldn't take. And it's just that simple. I mean, you had people behind her who were behind the judge's family trying to attack her, and it was just uncalled for. I mean, it did for her to be a female figure, which I gag because she stood her own ground.
Oh, don't get it twisted. The female figures can stand their home ground.
Yeah, but it was ridiculous. That whole, it was just ridiculous to uncalled for. And to see a bunch of grown people out there fighting like a bunch of apes and monkeys, it was just ridiculous.
Mm.
And I said it.
So the person laid out, they got knocked out. Was that the security guard, the one in the black?
No, that was, he was, I want to say he was a, I think that was Trebre Revlon. It was a big fiasco outside. I mean, people had sticks, people had rocks, people had bats. It even went back to the hotel where they attacked Aura's boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
So,
yeah,
I did
hear Aura's boyfriend got knocked over his head with a bottle or something.
Oh.
No, he got punched in the face like 5 times. It was just ridiculous. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh, good Eve.
A mess.
But I guess this is what the ballroom thing is coming to, so, you know.
Oh, shit.
So, Kelly, what do you got to say about him attacking or going after your daughter like that?
What do I have to say about him going after my daughter? Maybe. At the end of the day, like Teddy said, my daughter handled herself, and she handled herself very well. And but baby, at the end of the day, girls is going to fight. Girls have to fight to motherfucking defend themselves, baby. And let me tell you something. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm going to stay.
But you know what? In a nutshell, it's a respect level. I mean, we understand, you know, at the end of the day, no shade, we were all born the same gender. But when you go through a transition to become a new woman, she's a woman now, you know. You crossing boundaries.
Mm.
Is it ball that serious to a legend that they got to go and attack a femme queen over
there?
Mm-hmm.
Because the girls has been maybe, okay.
Haven't
like,
you been chopped,
like
Kelly?
Said, but what you said, yes, I have been chopped. But like he said, Lovely read, and she took her chop with a grain of salt. Miss A, she did read it. Everybody reads and say what they have to say when they get chopped, and they don't think they should be chopped. Everybody does read, and they say what they have to say. And she read, and she took her chop with a grain of salt, Miss A. Now, lo and behold, turns around, Miss A. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the second half of the judge or the second half of the morning, Miss A. Miss Lovely was on the judges panel, Miss A. And she chopped, and she turned around, Miss A, and she chopped Miss Sean. Miss Sean should have took that chop, and he should have read Miss Lovely and took it like a grain of salt. But he wanted to be a motherfucking orangutan and a motherfucking baboon and come across that motherfucking table and try to attack Miss motherfucking Lovely. Mistake, but
Kelly,
did,
the
wait,
shade
no,
is
no,
she didn't
no,
even
no,
chop
me,
him.
Oh, she didn't chop him?
She didn't chop him. She chopped she chopped St. Clair, who were trying to walk cutest couple,
okay,
who
well,
wasn't
she
cute, honestly.
She chopped St. Clair. She chopped St. Clair that was trying to walk, Mistake. And the same way that the Lovely took that chop with a grain of salt, his kids should have took that chop with a grain of salt. And he came across that table and he tried to attack my child. So that as a mother and as a legend, okay, I'm going to come and I'm going to address Sean about the situation because Lovely is a child in my house. And as a legend and as a mother, I'm going to address Sean about the situation the next time I see Sean for addressing my daughter in the way he did address my daughter.
You should address him the same way he did your daughter.
No, I don't need to address these girls. And that's what the girls look for. The girls want me to take an act of fool and to come out and attack the children and do all types of things. I'm going to be a classy lady like I was at the Milan Ball Mistake. And when I see him, I'm going to address him about the situation. And we're going to talk about the situation and we're going to try to resolve the situation as adults. But if we can't resolve the situation as adults and as legends, then I guess I'm going to have to bring out the project side of Kelly. But we're going to try to do this situation right as two legends and as two parents of a house and address this situation and get this situation rectified as parents. That's how we're going to do it at first. And hopefully we can address it that way and get to the bottom of the situation and then there won't be nothing else. But if the situation gets nasty, bitch, you know mother can be a motherfucking bitch, honey. So how the fuck you motherfucking doing, bitch?
Well, I just want to end it with this. I just want to send my prayers out to those that's still in the hospital for this incident. And because it's a lot more drama, but I don't want to go into it. It's a lot more.
Well, how do you go into it?
No, Kelly, I'll IM it to you because I'm working on the rest of this tea.
Okay, well, I am it to me, honey. Well, girls, it's some madness, Mistake, and I know girls got a lot of, girls been hitting me up, and they've been saying they have a lot to talk about. Thank you, Teddy, but hit me up with the rest of that tea. Baby, but I know it's a lot of madness. I know a lot of girls got phone calls and a lot of girls got things to say, bitch. And I want to congratulate everybody that wanted this ball in Maryland. I want to congratulate everybody that wanted the Rumble in North Carolina. If it's any other balls out there that we forgot about this weekend, Miss Singh, and you girls know the tea about the function, Miss Singh, don't feel free to definitely call Mother and give Mother a call because Mother's here. Or hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi at Yahoo.com. And you know Mother, I'll put the tea out there if you're not going to put the tea out there, honey. But at this time, all you girls that's on the phone and y'all want to recap this weekend, feel free to definitely turn your phones over and press 1 because Mother, Jaquan, and Nicole is here and we are ready to listen. 347-283, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. I mean, excuse me, on the recap show. How you doing? Y'all got me baffled.
I was asleep and somebody called me and told me you said call in here.
Yes,
what's up, Kelly? What's up, Jaquan? What's up, Nicole?
How you doing, Tyreek? I'm glad we came to you before we started the madness. Yes.
Okay, what's up?
Because I was waiting for you last week, but you did not call back in here, honey. Maybe you
said what?
You, I was waiting for you last week, but you ain't called back in here. You gave me false tea on the radio show, mistake, and I was very embarrassed on Sunday on the microphone, mistake, and I seen the DVD. I seen the DVD, mistake, and Miss Andre Prodigy caught me gagging on the DVD. Because you you told me last week Tuesday on the radio show that Mother Sabrina Icon was still an icon mistake, and I called her out as Mother Sabrina Icon, honey. And baby, and she stopped me and gave the very, I'm not an icon. I already told them that.
If you're going to quote it, you should quote it correctly. What she said was when Selvin called her out and she looked at y'all, she said, why would y'all do that? I'm drunk. Now, if y'all going to get it in the cold, I'm going to give it to you, too, because I know you is a mix of this somewhere, but, you know.
I don't even understand what are you talking about. You came on the radio last week, and actually Ronnie came back.
She asked me to say something. Because if you really want to get in, Cole, I was here from the beginning. When you told Kelly, make sure you address that, and that's when Kelly got, okay, I'm going to call Tyree. Tyree called in. So, therefore, Nicole, you and Kelly was collaborating on what I was doing. But you're right. She wasn't. She left. But I did call her out. Only thing Sabrina said was, I'm drunk. Why would y'all do that? Who knows? She never stopped and said she's not an icon. Because for one, Sabrina's not that type of person. Whatever goes on in the house, she keeps it in the house. She would not stand there and formally display shit like that. That's what she don't do. And when I asked her, did she do that, she said, gosh, no, only thing I said was I was drunk. Now, for her to pull Nicole to the side and whatever conversation her and Nicole had, that's between her and Nicole. But she didn't stand in the middle of escalators and, no, I'm not an icon. She just got there, why would they do that? I'm drunk. That's what she said.
Well, Ronnie said that she said it too. He asked her for you to bring on the phone. I thought that's what I heard on the mic.
He said it in the background. But it's funny because it's like you're the only one that heard that. I mean, I understand he pulled you to the side.
I wasn't the only one that heard it because they brought it up last week. I didn't bring anything up. I would never do that.
Rodney was this one that, Rodney, you know, I'm not going to pin it on blast, but me and Rodney was sitting there, me and Rodney gagged, and then Rodney mentioned it to me again when he came on the show, and that's how I remember about the situation.
They said get Tyreek up on the phone because Tyreek spoke that she was.
Listen, from what I've seen and from me being around her and under her all night, only thing Sabrina said was, why would they call me out and I'm drunk like this? Not once, and you can ask Selva because she stopped and kissed Selva. Now, you can get Selva on the phone, but I don't know if she said anything to Rodney or Selva or anybody else. And I was sitting right in the front, Kelly, because you seen me, because when I called you over there, me and you were talking. But that's all I seen, and that's all I heard. Not once did I hear her say, oh, I'm not an icon no more. Because for once, I've known Sabrina since I was 15 years old, and she don't get down like that. Whatever happens, it happens because out of the respect for James and Ashley, Sabrina would never do that.
Okay. So Sabrina is a
007. Yes. For now.
Okay, Tyreek, that's all I wanted to know. But you know, I had to make it seem like I had tea about you for you to call in, because I knew you wasn't gonna call in about that topic.
I was asleep, and they hit me up telling
me
to call.
Well, you go back to sleep and get ready for work tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Adios.
Bye. Okay. Next caller, please. The girls are saying they're on the line, honey. The girls are saying they're on the line. They want to come on this thing. Girls out there, press one, honey, bitch. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller? Okay, switchboard. Next caller, get rid of that private caller, please. Next caller, please, bitch. It is the blood of fucking Jesus in here, honey.
Well, it's hot.
Yes, 614-377. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller? Missy, what is going on with these... What's going on with these girls' phones? 614-377. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. Excuse me, on the recap show. What's going on in your mind, caller? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, because I
know I hear that fan over there going. You sound like ruffles.
you ain't hear no fan, baby. I just opened the only thing you could have heard is the AC.
No, that was
system.
A fan.
All you could have heard is the ADT.
Listen, either that's your breath or as a fan.
Listen, I don't. To the girls in the chat room, that's asking me if I'm going to fight, I don't promote violence. I'm a lady. I'm a mother.
Kelly,
I don't promote violence.
Serve the ass on that panel. That's what she gonna do.
What'd you say? I don't promote violence. I'm not a fighter. I'm a mother.
Everyone chop is three chops to the house.
347-843. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
How you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm great. This is Opie Ebony.
Hey, Opie.
I just wanted to call in and thank everybody for attending the Oak Kentucky and People's Choice Awards Ball this weekend.
Okay.
And I also wanted to congratulate Naquan for walking. I felt that he was shaded that night, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it looked good, and I'm looking forward to you guys coming back to our region again.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Well, somebody just sent me a switchboard and we have another caller. Please, if you're on the phone lines, please press 1. The girl, somebody just sent me an IM on Yahoo Messenger. They get the rate. Kelly, Sean apologized on the other show. He apologized for his actions. Ready?
Oh, kumbaya.
Oh. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
Where's Nicole?
I don't know. She right there. 443-854. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
How you doing, Kelly? This is Keith St. Clair, the promoter for the Broadway Bowl in Salisbury. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
All right. What's going
Baby,
on?
Baby, you had a fiasco this weekend, honey.
Yeah, I know. I know. And, you know, our daughter, my daughter, lovely, you know, I put her on the panel because she's what Salisbury wanted. And I just gave Salisbury what they wanted. And see, can I clear up just a few things beforehand? This ball, my balls, I've had three of them prior to this one. And they are meant for the college kids on the Eastern Shore. That's why I only charge $12 to get in. That's why I only charge $50 for a table, because I know it's broke college kids. They want to see something in person that they can only see on YouTube. And so what I try to do is provide a safe venue for the college kids of the area to go back and forth. That's why I had a limo bus to take people from the school to the venue so that they wouldn't have to drive drunk. And I didn't want to have anybody get hurt on my watch. So that's why I had the limo bus. I had a hotel for my out-of-town guests, which I also provided the limo bus coming to and from from the hotel and from the school, to bring them to the venue and return them home safely. And I don't charge much. I'm not looking to make a profit. I'm just looking to bring some of the people from the scene, and I was very honored to have all of the icons come out and make it something bigger than what it was intended to be. I really thank everyone for coming out. However, what I did was I put my daughter, Lovely, on the panel, and because she is what Salisbury wants. They were going up for her. Everyone was going up for her. And I think there was confusion with the category. Nothing was said about, you know, Danielle Revlon. The only person that said was Jay. And as a commentator, he was doing his job. He was getting the crowd hot, and he was saying, he was comparing her beauty to that of Danielle. She never had the fortunate pleasure of meeting Danielle Revlon. She never was able to do that. But the way she was selling it, the way she was emoting, it just reminded Jay of Danielle. The category was all according to Broadway musicals. It was according to things that I had invented in my head. And it just, I was honored to have people down here. Two of them prior were actually held on school grounds. And I just want to say, I'm just really shocked at what happened. And it really has deterred me from having any more events of this nature at all. And it's a sad, sad thing because I really, really just wanted to bring something to this area for the students of Salisbury University.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You were St. Clair.
I am.
You were saying, Claire, so when you say that you're very disappointed, is it safe to say that you're also directing that to your Sean?
I'm not saying, as a Sinclair, I'm going to stay loyal to, you know, the house. I am going to say that
But you
everyone,
do know right is right and wrong
is
wrong.
Let him finish, Nicole. Let him finish, Nicole. Don't cut him off. Let him finish. Go ahead.
I do know that right is right and wrong is wrong. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to place blame on any one person because we always have 20/20 vision in hindsight. I could have been, blame could be put on me for even putting Lovely on the panel after she already walked. That could have been my mistake, but again, even though I'm mature, I'm not mature in this ballroom scene, and that was my mistake. And all of this could have been avoided if I put someone else on the panel other than my daughter. But I put my daughter on the panel because she is what Salisbury was wanting to see on Facebook. Everybody was trying to get into her. You know, they all wanted to see her. So the original blame lies with me. And I'm going to take that responsibility where I shouldn't have put someone on the panel that had walked, but then there was controversy over her getting shot. So that I'm going to say above and beyond blame with anybody else, that blame lies with me.
That's what's up. That's
okay.
Definitely what's up.
And, okay. And as the overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi and also as a ball promoter, the next time that you have a ball, because I know you're gonna have another one because I seen the crowd and it was definitely a cute crowd. But the next time that you have a ball and you're looking for judges and especially from the House of Mizrahi, we only do parents and the overseers. We don't do kids on the judges panel.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
just my only thing to you.
Okay, I definitely understand that. And I respect that. Like I said again, that blame is going to be, I'm going to take that because blame it on me. I'm old in the real world and I have, you know, I'm going into law school and everything like that. But in this ball world, I'm young. And like I said, I just wanted to bring something to the colleges and university of this area. And it was not meant for anything in the real ball world. So the ballroom protocol and rules and bylaws and regulations, all of that stuff I'm unfamiliar with. If there was something written down, I can read about it, research it, and that's fine. I can do that. But until that actually happens, then all of that underground stuff I really don't know too much about. And that was my fault for not checking with each and every person.
Yeah.
So I will have to take responsibility for that.
Well, I definitely do appreciate you definitely calling in, and I also definitely do thank you for definitely taking responsibility for your actions.
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
Okay. Nicole, you is a beast, bitch. You be ready.
Jesus, attack.
What?
You about
sister,
to attack.
My sister be ready, honey. My sister be ready to latch, honey. She be ready to latch, honey. You already know, Nicole, the children. You already know, Nicole, the children is not going to pick their house underneath the bus, Nicole.
No, but it wasn't that they put us. But he did the right thing. He swept the resort. Because, see, I didn't know that he took it after she was shot by him. He took it and put her on the panel. So I'm pretty sure the House of St. Clair felt disrespected because he turned around and did that. There was a lot of animosity going on. So he did take responsibility for whatever happened, and that was up. That's what's up. He did that.
It was animosity. I didn't even know about the function, Miss Thang. I probably would have graced Miss Thang.
It was one in D.C. on Sunday, too. I meant to tell you that.
I heard, honey. Somebody just sent me the tea, honey. They gave the way RJ and James had a function in D.C. this weekend. It was a flop. Only like 30 to 45 people showed up. Imam Mizrahi won runway. Also, they did not have the $150 for mini grand prize for Rodney's team realness.
Oh, shit.
Rodney, you ain't get your coins. Come on, tens and tops. There go that train again.
Oh, I thought that was a new sound effect.
There go that train again.
Yes, that was a new sound effect for the show, honey. That was a new sound effect, honey. You ain't get your coin. Ding, ding. Honey, yes, bitch. These girls is a mess, honey. But you know what? Oh, girl, so everybody hitting me up and everybody's going to call in and everybody's going to do this mistake and then nobody calls in, Miss Sam. Y'all bitches drain me. Let me tell you something.
I'ma fuck that train up.
I forgot something. Hold on, I forgot to tell the girl something. Last week, Tuesday. Nobody called in here last week Tuesday. And we sat on Tiny Chat and we did our Tiny Chat and it was a cute show and I got a good vibe and a good aura from you, Jaquan, and I had so much fun with you and everything, and I appreciate you for being here with me last week Tuesday, Miss Tay. But because nobody called in here last week Tuesday, Miss Tay, is the reason why there was no show on Wednesday night, because none of you girls, nobody calls in and nobody says nothing, and the girls just want to sit here and listen to me talk, and listen to me and you have a conversation. I can conversate with Jaquan on Uvo, or conversate with Jaquan on my house phone, and don't have to have 76 people listening in the chat room, and have 100 people on the phone lines listening to me and Jaquan have a conversation. So if you girls don't start picking up the phone and start calling in here, and y'all just listen to the three of us talk, it's no reason for me to come on tomorrow night when I could be doing something. Okay. So that's how this is going to work with y'all girls, Miss Tay. Okay? If y'all just want to sit here and listen to me and Nicole and Jaquan talk, we can do that on a three-way conversation. So if you bitches don't start picking up the phone and calling in here, bitch, and then everybody want to hit me up on my side.
You're going to miss a lot of more days than Wednesday.
Yeah. y'all gotta miss more than a lot of days on Wednesday because y'all girl, everybody hitting me up on my sidekick talking about is there a show on Wednesday when I'm at the blackjack table, bitch, playing $25 a motherfucking hand, bitch, but then nobody wants to say nothing. So the more y'all stop talking, it's the more the show decrease. Okay, 267-616, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday, on the recap show. How you doing?
You good, Kelly.
What's good?
Not chilling. This Big Nose. What's good with y'all? What's up, Nicole?
How you doing, Big Nose? Long time.
Hey, what's up? How are you? Long time no hear from.
Nothing. Chilling. Just listening to the show.
Okay. Have you been listening?
Yeah, I've been listening for a little bit. Just called in.
Oh, okay.
Good topic tonight.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on any of that stuff that happened? Like, them getting hit or being trying to be hit?
Nah, I mean, I just was trying to figure out Sabrina was an icon or not, and they cleared it up, so that's good. That's good enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly, that's small. Why you got quiet?
Oh, no, hold on, because I'm taking care of something. Hold on. Talk to those for a minute, honey. Hold on. Hold on. Go ahead and talk to those for a minute, Nicole.
So what you been up to, Nicole?
Nothing. I'm chilling. I'm here, blessed. I can't complain.
That's good.
And I won't miss a new deal. Our new co-host, Jaquan. You haven't met him?
Nah. What happened to Andre? Andre's not on here?
No. Andre has moved on to bigger and better things in his life.
Times have changed. You missed out on a lot.
Yeah.
That's what Jaquan is the new between on the phone.
Oh, what's going on?
He's from the House of Ebony with the Mizrahi's protege.
Well, I don't want to hold the show up. I know if people trying to get in the call, so I hit back. They put me on hold.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Big Nose, for calling in. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I have a question for you. I just think that you should do this to the guy who tried to run up on your daughter. You should do this.
What was that?
That was her. That was you, Kelly.
Hello?
What was I doing?
When you was kicking in the door, waving in the 4-4.
Oh, all I heard was Kelly stop beating him so much.
Kelly, don't beat him no more.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. That was a key. Private caller, you're live on there on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Sabrina. Yes, I am an icon. I don't see what's the big deal about Lovely getting chopped. Just like I don't see the big deal when Kelly gets through all the time to Facebook, they let her get through, right? So, like, what's the big problem?
Girl,
bitch.
First of all, this is not Sabrina Icon, you late. This is not Sabrina 007, you late boy.
Whether I am or not, you still shouldn't get through for the categories you walk.
Bitch, when you call up from a private number, nobody knows who you are, bitch, and you shouldn't get through for anything.
It doesn't even matter, honey. They still let you get through. They still let your big ass get through, and that's crazy.
Bitch, she's an ugly orangutan.
That's really crazy. And I have a life. I get through.
Girl.
All the time, daytime, nighttime. You don't. You drive that big U-Haul around. You fighting like a dude and stuff, you know?
I know that voice.
No, you don't. That's the shade. You don't know it.
Girl, it's a late ass buffoon the queen, Miss A, that don't have a motherfucking life.
Buffoon the...
Honey, girl. I get my life, honey. Hold on, honey. Bitch. Honey, girl, these girls are like, Kiki, next corner, please, honey. I get my life.
Kelly, you held it together just now. You sound like you really wanted to go off.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to go off. No, I picked the picture up on my photo bucket mistake, and the girls was going through my other pictures that was on my photo bucket, but it wasn't nothing, so I was on photo bucket making the rest of my pictures private, so they can only see the picture that I picked up there for the girls.
Maybe the girls can
steal my pictures, Miss Day, girl. Hold on, we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes.
How are you? Kelly, it's Marcus Escada from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi, Marcus.
Hi. I wanted to call about the two balls I went to this weekend. I went to Ohio, and I told him I was going to call in. The ball was nice. It was crowded. It was like in a closet, but, you know, it was crowded. So, but the problem was the way the promoter, and I'm going to say it was Fatty. It was the other one, John, just the way he treated people. And so I'll never go back to one of his balls again. Just the way he spoke to people. You don't do that.
Oh, no. How was he speaking for y'all?
Well, I paid for the table on Friday when I flew in to Fatty at the club. And, like, I guess the Herreras needed two tables, so they moved us from the front to the back after we paid, I guess, early, per se, so the Herreras could sit down. There was no liquor in the building, but maybe that was a good thing. But outside of that, you know, Joseph Ebony won $1,000, you know. Cabbage was in the building. It was really nice. The only bad thing was the way John was talking to people.
Oh. John, call over here, John. Why was you talking to the children like that?
And then I went to RJ's ball in D.C., but that was it was 52 people in the building, including security and staff.
Your girl's mouth is a mess. Mistake. I love it, mistake, girl.
But I don't know.
I wasn't at the ball, so I don't know, honey. I'm only telling you what the girls are sending to me, honey.
It was true. I mean, people were still walking or whatever. I mean, there wasn't walk grand prize. Some Dior from Baltimore won performance, but he won over Kurt and Little Tony and things like that. So he was voguing. You know, it was what it was. There were no trophies, so I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to fuck you up. I thank you for calling in here. You are a mess.
All right, bye.
Bye, bitch. Honey, bitch, that caller was a fucking mess. Next caller, we have one. And thank you to the girls. Thank you to you girls in the chat room that said my pictures is cute, Miss Thang, honey. Girls, I'm glad I already got pictures that I'm glad my photo bucket already got pictures that I want the girls to see in there, honey. I'm glad I ain't got no other pictures in there, honey. 347-426, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey. What's going on, Keisha?
Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What do you think about all this madness?
Well, let me see how everybody else. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Jaquan.
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, y'all sound like y'all. Wait a minute. We're going to start again. Hi, Jaquan. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, what's going on, Keisha?
Listen, y'all represent the show. Serious. Sound like y'all have any enthusiasm. Why Kelly's the only one that's like she want to be there? And we y'all get mad when no one calls in.
Because I have a life.
Wait. Who said that?
I did, and I'm tired right now, and I'm on here.
I have a life. Kelly has a life. We all have a life. We should breathe.
How you doing today? You haven't sounded too enthusiastic when you said hello at first either.
That's why I changed. I said hello.
Oh, well, hello. I'm awake now.
All right. Now, Kelly, I want to commend you on how you handled yourself with that last caller. I think I know who that was, but I didn't want to say the name of the house. But think about it. It starts with a K. Number two, why don't you get Sean on the air, Kelly, and ask him how he feels about the situation.
Sean was on the radio show, and trust me, everybody knows about this radio show. Everybody knows about the show. The show has been on for a year and going on 3 months. Everybody knows about the show. The girls don't feel that this is the outlet for them to address things on. So when they want to address things, they hit up these other girls that have the other shows and have them, you know, come on so they can come on their show and address it. They don't want to come on and address the situation on this show. And like they said, somebody hit me up and they said he apologized on the other show. I don't think my daughter listens to the other show. I know she doesn't listen to the other show. So for him to apologize on that show, or for him not to try to get in contact with her personally to apologize to her, I think the apology is just like, the apology is like dog shit.
Gotcha.
So, but like I said, they said he did apologize on the other show, but as me being a mother and as me being a legend, I'm going to address the situation.
I like how you addressed it. That's very good. Thank you.
So what else? What's going on? So what do you think about the situation?
I just think it's tired that they're fighting over a trophy. And the caller who did call, he said he wants to come. You know, he wants to apologize for letting a person, like you said, you know what, next thing you have a ball, it should be a mother or a legend or icon at the panel, which is true. Because a lot of times, a lot of these kids are not as experienced. And I agree. It should be someone of a legend or someone who has walked a lot to be on the panel.
Baby, nowadays the girls pay anybody on the judge panel, bitch. Like, what the fuck, honey?
Why wasn't you informed of the ball, Kelly? And you the mother, Ms. Rahi. Why come Lovelace? How come your child didn't even notify you?
My child notified me about the situation. They notified me about the situation. I knew about the situation at hand. Lovely notified me about the situation. The overall grandmother, Susan Mizrahi from Virginia, notified me about the situation. I was notified about the situation. I knew about the situation.
Oh, okay.
They notified me when anything happens. When anything happens on the East Coast, my children or the overseers of that chapter or the parents, they notify me about the situation. And it's like we run the Asim Mizrahi as a company. The overseers and the mothers and fathers from this area, they notified me about the situation. I then call Jasmine and Andre and be on 3 with Jasmine and Andre, and then I notified Jasmine and Andre about the situation that's on hand. And then we go from there and to rectify the situation.
Okay, I love your show, Kelly, but who do you think it is that called? Because it sounds like someone who's called it before. And then my show just starts with a K.
You know, I don't even think
about the house when it starts with a K. Think about it.
I don't even think about those girls. I really don't. I'm not thinking about any of those girls. I live for the girls to call and they read me. I live, baby. Because any of these bitches out here mistake, and the bitch, if a bitch ain't never seen me for face, bitch, they have no other choice but to see me now, baby. I put up 2 pictures for me at the Millard Ball mistake, and I have got rave reviews from girls about my pictures. So if the bitches don't see me, they don't have to see me. But the only thing these girls must know, and they must realize, when I step outside of the ballroom scene, I don't wear makeup. I wash motherfucking face every motherfucking day. The only time I wear makeup is when I come around the Queens, bitch. Other than that, I wash face. I wear it. The way you see me at Esquire's last Thursday is the way I
That's the truth. I got in. That's the truth.
I mean, Keisha, who do you think it is? Who you think said it?
It starts with a K.
That's all you're going to say?
I don't like
Are you confident?
Like you said, Daquan, I'm not too sure. So for me to say someone, it wouldn't be fair. But I'm just giving my – the voice sounds familiar. And all I can say is it starts with a K, the house.
Con or Karan, which one?
You said it.
Con. Bitch.
Hmm. Really?
Ooh.
Urban said he doesn't see the difference in my nose. Well, it was sitting at the Milan ball, but you must realize I got it done the day after the anniversary show. My nose is still swollen. It still has time to heal. Thank you, Keisha, for definitely calling in.
Bye.
My nose still has time to heal and, you know, and progress, you know. But it is what it is for right now, and it's sitting for now. You know, my dentist things is just coming in my nose. Okay, 954-397.
They must be going to get something to eat. Hello, Carl, are you there?
Okay, I just had to get me something to eat.
I'm about to get me a Snicker right out of my value pack from BJ's right here.
Hold on. 204-788. You're live on the recap show. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
How you doing, Rodney?
I'm good.
My money.
Who is this?
That's Rodney.
Milan, Jaquan.
And he needs his money.
And stop promoting violence to Jaquan. That's not nice.
I don't.
Yes, that's not nice. We're supposed to be on here. Kelly is trying to, you know what I'm saying, change and become a new woman. You know, so you shouldn't promote her into doing bad things.
You're right.
Yeah. Kelly, if your nose is not right and it's not healing, you shouldn't be on the floor just yet.
Oh, baby, I wasn't on the floor. I was sitting at the table. But
no, but had they had the category, you were sitting on walking.
If they had, but it was sitting.
Don't come up here getting everybody together. Tell us if you got your money.
I'm calling in about the balls for this weekend.
Did you get your 150? Because your team was sitting. What happened?
James has said he's going to take care of us. That's all. So James has said that's what's going to happen.
Okay. All right, that's good enough.
All right. James and I went to the ball in Columbus. It was a nice ball. It was very nice.
I didn't know about any of these balls.
Where was you at, Kelly?
I don't know, honey.
Yes, it was a ball in Charlotte, ball in Columbus, ball in Salisbury, and then the ball in D.C. yesterday.
It was balls all over the place, honey. I don't know, but, you know, I wasn't out for 3 months, Miss Thing. And after being at the Milan ball, I was drained a little bit. The Milan ball and the Rumble, I was drained. So I think the next time it's gonna be the Blahnik ball. I like taking my breaks, honey, and not being around the girls. It was cute, Miss Day.
So do you think John was rude to the people, Rodney?
Well, he wasn't rude to me. I've been knowing John for a lot of years. So, I mean, that was, you know, I did see the Escadas moving, and I was laughing with them, joking, like, you know, pulling the back of the runway saying, you know, your table is back there. He just told you. But I didn't know if he said it to him in a rude way or not, you know what I'm saying, because the Herreras had the first two tables on that side, and it was only one field at that time. So I guess the Escadas felt like, you know, their premier house for the Midwest, this is our table. So they went there, and he came over and was talking to them or whatever, and then I just saw them get up, moving to the rear of the ballroom.
Nah, baby, I wanted to move to the real ballroom. Not if I was sitting there taking more ready, honey, and I paid my coins. Baby, maybe you were supposed to be like, oh, I don't want the table, I want my coins back.
Right.
Baby, I don't want it, honey. I'll stand around. If I got to sit in the back, I can stand around, bitch. I don't need to be all the way in the back. I need to sit. I don't know. The girls is not being really good promoters lately. I don't understand. What the hell is going on, honey?
Need a collections ball to come back up.
But yeah, it was some names in the building. Cabbage was there, Tim Ebony was there, Neiman, Cassandra, congratulations for performance. And Joseph, congratulations for the $1,000 performance. Goddess was there, Sebastian Allure, Alvernian Prestige. I mean, it was, you know, people were definitely in the building.
I know that's right. I know that's right. The children was in the building. The children was up in the motherfucking building. I know that's right, honey.
Yeah, Team Realness was 300. Toya and Twan Ebony, they won. Congratulations to them. They look really nice. They look really, really nice.
Work, Toya. Work, sister. I love you. Work it out, honey. Baby, I know the children. Oh, you know what? I got to talk about the bloody boy. I hope all y'all children that is walking the blotting ball, honey, and y'all is walking that realness category for that $1,000, honey, I hope y'all got good feet, honey, because they said bring sand to the beach, honey, and y'all got to be on the beach, honey. So I hope y'all don't think y'all going to be in some Tims and some sneakers on the beach, honey. So I hope y'all feet look good. Amen, because maybe I was sitting here and I was thinking about some girls' feet that I seen, honey. And baby, the girls' feet is not cute for real, this honey.
What is it giving, Kelly? I haven't read the category yet. What's real?
I think it's something like about the day on the beach, honey. And you have to bring your sand and everything. And they don't want no jeans and stuff. They want you to look like the beach. Your shorts, your tank tops, you know, your flip flops. How you be on the beach?
Oh, okay.
And baby, I know a lot of these children's feet are really bad, honey.
That's what we saw, like all the different divisions battle each other, and then the winners from each battle.
Yeah, I think it's just like that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Baby, but I'll be there, honey. I'll be at the blotting ball, honey. I will definitely be at the blotting ball, honey. I'll be in Philly Friday night at the Breakfast Club, honey.
And when are
you gonna walk?
Cool.
So your big feet that your toes got stepped on, your big toes stepped
baby,
on.
Baby, my feet and my nails, honey, they come French manicure every Friday, baby. Make Link buff these motherfucking feet, honey. Black and Decker.
Yeah, your feet was Black and Decker.
Your face is Black and Decker, honey. Don't try it. Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Rodney, I'm glad to hear it was no fight to any carriers on in the midway.
It wasn't. It was just regular ballroom shade on the runway, you know, with judges sometimes, everybody. But it was a ball, had the categories. We, you know, after that, we went to the after party, nice after party, drinks, you know, all the drinks, so that was nice for me.
Going to the Casino Royale?
Tony Revlon ball is the same day.
Oh, I forgot Tony Ballers that day.
Yes, I will be staying in the area, supporting my father.
Oh, I know that's why, honey. Hi.
Oh, Kelly. Another point that I wanted to make. When you was talking about the people not wanting to call in and discuss certain things, and they call those other shows and stuff.
Yes.
From my experience, based on that. What he does, or I don't know about the other shows, I listen to, you know, Kai's show sometimes. He, you know, hears about, you know, how the people, like everybody says, this happened. So what he does is, you know, he gives like a friendly shout out or asks, you know, would you like to come on this show to discuss the issues and things of that nature? You know, gives it like a very professional touch and asks the people if they want to come on and discuss the issue. Maybe you can reach out sometimes on Yahoo. And, you know, when we anything and say, you know, you guys, I heard about the show, I heard about the incident, and you want to come on Tins of Chops to discuss it, you know?
No, Rodney, I'm working on, you know, I was a lady, right? I'm working on being a mother and being more nice. But I don't know if we got to that part yet of me bringing over asses yet to get them to come on the show. We worked it. We gotta take baby steps. It's like I'm a toddler here. You know, I was real ghetto in Banji Khan, so I'm taking baby steps on it. I just started crawling. Soon I'll be walking, and after I start walking, maybe I start running and kissing asses. But I ain't running yet.
Okay, I got you. Because I dedicated 2009. No one knew it, but you know, 2010 now, since that's over, I dedicated 2009 as my nonviolent year, and it went fine.
Call
2010, you hear it now, is the year of honesty with the ballroom scene.
I want to see us get back to 96, 97, when the boys was
2010, about to be 12. We can't go back to 96.
Not us to go back there, Nicole, but I just want us to just, like, I used to be enthused, Nicole. Back in those days, Nicole, I used to be enthused, bitch.
No,
I have a motherfucking job, bitch.
YouTube,
I know shit, bitch.
I'd be watching it. I'd be really gagging, like, oh, no. I'd be really, really amped and gagging, like, if you was in the Mark Ballroom there or over again and you just saw all of it. No, I can understand that, but it's that day is gone, girl. Sorry.
I was small then. Yeah, those days are gone.
But we really need to get back to those days, bitch. Not like I remember, bitch. I can recall the Revlon ball at the Mark Ballroom, bitch. I woke up, bitch, and my cousin told me that it was a ball at the Mark Ballroom, bitch. I have no clothes, bitch, to wear, bitch. All I had was $10 in my pocket, bitch. I went out, bitch, and I boosted me an outfit, bitch. I got $5 from this person, $5 from that person. When it was time for Rolly and Monique to get on the train and go down to the Mark Ballroom, bitch, I was still $5 short, bitch. I got that $5, bitch, to make sure I was at that ball with that outfit and everything, bitch. I wanted to get back when it was fun, when all the fame queens was in the balls and they used to walk and it was just be everything to see the Arjanae's, the Vanessa's, the Carrie, the Sanaya's, the Alyssa's, and all those girls and everything. I want the ballroom to really get back to that. When it was fun and the girls had creativity and everything for the ball, that's where I want the balls to go back to. Because now, bitch, it's no shame, mistake. After me taking this 3 months of getting my nose done and being here in the house and then coming back to the Milan ball, I have fun just sitting there at the table, mistake. But it was no fun, mistake. I'm really not into the balls anymore.
Right, we all get to that point sometimes, though. We all need to take a little break.
Yeah, I'm at the head of the point too. Yeah, we everybody reached that point, and it does have a lot to do with the, but it's so many of them that I guess you can allow yourself to step away.
Right.
And
you can,
and,
you can
know,
do 3-4 months and come back and
back
and
right season. Yeah, so many of them. Look, we got the Bionic Ball, then the Infinity Ball is coming up. Excuse me if I miss somebody else's ball. Those are just the balls I plan to be at. And Tony and Grandpa Ball, don't forget that ball is coming up. So with so many back to back that, you know, just take a break. You can hit it for a minute.
So, Rodney, you stay right there with us, Rodney. We got another caller. Next caller, please. 202-352. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 202-352. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess they're not live on the air. Next caller, please, switchboard.
They from Rodney region anyway.
Okay, 202-359. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Father, who wanna know about the fucking money?
Ooh, baby, somebody, one of these girls you know hit me up on Yahoo and they wanna know about the money, honey. The icon James Card is on the phone and he doesn't
know
who the fuck wanna know about the
money. I don't know who said about that money. I don't know nothing. I do not want to know about the money. Ronnie said everything was over, James, and that was that.
First of all, I forgot all about the ball.
No shit.
Me and Ronnie was in. So when it comes to money, my motherfucking middle name is money, and it's not crafted money.
Baby, James, as you, James, I love, bitch, James. I love every time they mention your motherfucking name. You drop what you do, because I know you ain't get up for work yet because it ain't 1 o'clock yet.
No, I'm just, I actually, cut. I'm just getting out of my truck.
I know it's rolling into that 1 o'clock hour, so I know you about to get up for work. But I love how every time they mention your motherfucking name, you stop what you doing, bitch, and you get the fuck up on this motherfucking phone. I love it. I love every minute of it. You and Rodney does the same motherfucking thing. I hear your name mentioned. Now, 5 to 10 minutes later, y'all up here, y'all is on this motherfucking
We hit the highway. But I'm going to hit the plane with his ass this weekend. If he's going to be on the plane with me, he's going to be on the plane. So I'm going to be on the plane driving this weekend. He's going to be on the plane.
We're trying to decide which way we're going to first. We don't know yet. We got either Dayton, Ohio, or we're going to go with Selvin out to Oakland.
Oh, Isabella, Oakland this weekend. I'm supposed to be in L.A. on Friday. I may have to drive to Oakland from L.A.
Well, Kelly, you and Nicole might as well come on and get a bag, get in the seat behind us. We're going to do something.
Okay, get in the seat behind us.
Just have fun together. Fuck it. That's what we need to do.
Yes. I need to go shake Miss Oakland up.
You to get off work and go home and go to sleep. That's your schedule.
Yeah, I'm just walking in the door, y'all. I am so tired. I picked my friend up and he started acting a fool. I almost had to put a hole in his head.
Oh, my God.
So I'm in there now. I'm ready to go to bed. I am exhausted. I'm tired.
It's always an honor when you are on the line.
Okay. Thank you, James. Next caller, please. 859-803. You're live on the air of the Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
How everybody doing? I was just calling to say I was just listening.
Oh, thank you for just listening, baby.
All right.
Okay. Next caller, please.
Why you didn't have nothing else to say, 11 inch?
Oh, shit. You started your shit?
Oh, you know what that number was, Nicole?
Yes, you know who that number was, honey. We got Philadelphia on the line, 215-298. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, caller? 215-298, you're live on the air. Oh, no, we're not playing no music tonight. Nicole, you're a mess, Nicole. You started your shit, honey. 11 don't want to talk. Nicole got her some magic in the air.
Oh, Kelly,
yes.
I want to give a special hello, shout-out to my new baby girl, Sierra Mizrahi. I love her.
To who?
Sierra Mizrahi. I think Larry said she's from Kentucky, but she was at the ball.
Oh, yeah. Right, Sierra.
Yeah.
We got another Philadelphia, 215-667. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing?
Oh, what's up, y'all?
What's going on?
Ain't shit. I want to know when the Blahnik Ball is.
The Blahnik Ball is May 22nd.
May 22nd?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, thank you, baby. Next caller, please. 95439.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Jaquan. I'm Nicole. This is Gemini.
Hi, Gemini. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Where are you at? You at a restaurant, a bar, club?
I'm at a bar having me a cocktail right now.
Oh, okay. You want to fill us something in your cocktail?
Huh?
You want to tell us something on your cocktail?
Nah, I'm just saying, I had a good time at the ball this past weekend. You know, it was a lot of stuff that went down and everything, but, you know, I was listening to the show, so I heard that everything was resolved. Man, that you guys are going to talk things out later on, so, you know, I'm cool with everything. So, like I said, I had fun. I recorded some of the functions, put the stuff on YouTube so everybody could see. It's a good time.
Okay, that's what's up. What's going on, Gemini?
Girl, Nicole, I couldn't hear anything you said. Anything he said, you good, bitch.
he said he recorded some of the stuff that's on YouTube from the ball, and
he had a good time. It was nice.
In Salisbury.
Oh. 917-651, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
I know that number.
917-651, you're live on the air on the recap show.
917, speak.
Oh, hello? What's good?
Hello? It's
Father Chanel.
Hi, I was telling you to speak. Rodney, y'all know that's Father Chanel.
Who's that?
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
I didn't hear
you. Fix your phone. Your phone is too low.
Yeah.
Who else is on the phone?
We can barely hear you. Your phone is low.
Who else is on this phone?
Oh, legendary Father Rodney Milan, legendary the call icon, statement Jaquan Ebony, and legendary overall East Coast mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Switchboard? What's up, Rodney and Jaquan?
Hey, what's up?
What's the deal? Now, I'm just listening. I just was listening. I didn't even mean to press one, but what's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. We just chilling.
Oh, okay. What's the topic?
We just recapping this weekend.
1 o'clock.
How's your title treating you?
I mean, I'm still the same person. It's treating me cool. It's beautiful. Royalty is beautiful over here.
Okay. I'm just making sure, you know.
He's having a lovely time. Yeah, I'm good. But I'll see y'all sometime next weekend at Tony Bug or something like that.
Okay.
All right, y'all.
Remember what Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz. There's no place like home.
Two six seven 549.
You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing, Kelly. I just want to reiterate about the Blahnik Bowl for the Ronin category. Just think outside of the box. Yeah, and it's going to come down to, you know, all the Butch Queens are going to battle, and then all the female figures, and, you know, all the female figures are going to battle. And then out of those two, it should be a Butch Queen and a female figure left standing.
Oh, and what about the Butches and the Transmen?
Well, that's how it's broken down. It's going to be broken down by your sex.
Okay,
you'll
so all the male figures are battling, all the female figures are battling.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we don't want it to be unfair, so, you know, we're going to do it like that. In every category, there's only 10 categories, and they are $1,000 a piece, which is a total of $10,000.
Okay. Well, I'll be in the building, honey. I ain't walking, honey. Baby, I'm on the judges' panel. I'll be there, honey. So, girls, y'all better make me $1,000 worthy, honey. $1,000 worthy, honey. Because I ain't going to let nobody give out my coins for free, mistake. And I ain't going to give out nobody coins for free either, mistake. I'm coming with my flyer in my purse, and I'm reading her. Okay. 832-483. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing? Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. This is Father Black Press 3 from Ohio. I'll just say hi to everybody.
What's going on, Black? You did excellent at the ball. You were very good.
I tried, you know.
I saw you was talking. Kelly, I'm taking over right now. Give me a second. I saw you go to the judges panel after they said Joseph won. What exactly did you say to the judges? Because you look really, really mad.
Well, you know, as I was battling, I sat there, and you know what I'm saying, I was vlogging, I sat there and I seen John tap the dude and tell him to pick Joseph now.
Oh,
and that's,
Who did he tap?
He tapped the Father Khan, I think, but he said that he tapped him telling him to stop the battle and make us do it over again, which I don't understand. I just got finished battling, and I battled back to back, and you know, it's 4,000, and they said, always. They said, they never said they was going to switch it back up and do back and forth. They wanted us to always, you know, and that's what I did, but I don't know what's going on with that. But he said
Kelly,
he stopped it.
Say it again.
He said he stopped it to tell them to, you know what I'm saying, to make us battle over because I picked up the trophy. Now, from my understanding, I watched all Andre clips. I've been watching everybody clips, and as an old way, you know, I've seen someone pick up chairs. I've seen everybody them do whatever, to get hit, whatever, lock up, do whatever.
Yeah,
and I wasn't trying to
play
with them.
Right,
yeah,
someone did explain that. If you're doing old way, if you're battling, people use props or whatever they need to, you know, get their point across to get the battle, to make the battle hot. So, yeah, I agree with that. That was definitely wasn't a problem. when you did that because y'all guys were doing Old Way. But Kelly definitely wants John Herrera to call in. Overall Father John Herrera, please call in. Tens of chops.
Rodney, I won't fuck you over. Rodney, you might make me. Rodney, you might make me have to cash you, Rodney. Rodney.
Well,
yeah, I'm glad we had the cash. But I definitely, I want to, before, thank you, Black Press Teams, for calling in. But I want to give a shout out to all my girls in the chat room, all of y'all 63 girls. I can't go down with y'all names like I do every night, but I want to give y'all a big shout out and thank y'all for definitely being here. I want to give a big shout out to all the girls on the phone line. I definitely got to give a shout out to the new father, Eric Millard. I got to give a shout out to Tashawn Millard. I give a shout out to Buka Millard. I got to give a shout out to Ronaldo Millard, Rock 007, Jerome Mizrahi, Doc Mizrahi, and Danny and Corey Mizrahi for definitely coming over and having Sunday dinner and our legendary spades game and our legendary pity pack game. I whooped the children's ass last night for their coins, honey. Yes, honey. Mother came last night, honey. Me and Eric is taking our spades tournament on the road, Miss Day. For any of you girls that got y'all coins, honey, and y'all ready, me and Eric don't have a problem with taking y'all chain, honey.
Well, Kelly, I'm setting up now. When you come to Philadelphia for the Blahnik Ball, we have Ronnie Prodigy, Mayor Prodigy, myself, and Marquise will definitely take that challenge.
Oh, no, baby, me and Eric don't have a problem with taking that challenge and taking y'all coins, honey, because Tyshawn is a regular ATM. Him and Buka is a regular ATM over here, honey. So me and Eric don't have a problem with taking y'all change. Eric, we got a challenge. We're going to Philly to get this change, honey. 267-258, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
This is Champagne. I was just saying hi.
Hey, Champagne, how you doing? What's going on? Long time no hear, Champagne. I caught in the motherfucking building.
Hey, Champagne,
what's going on, Champagne? Nah, how y'all doing?
Okay, no question. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. Just taking care of business, that's all.
I know, that's right. I miss you, Champagne.
I miss y'all too. I just want to listen and see what was going on, that's all.
Okay, I know that's right. Work shit, hey. Okay, well, I need to get the information, honey. I got the flyer, honey, and the flyer. I got to go and walk for me Wednesday, honey, because I have to get the information for the hotel for the Blahnik Ball, because I know the ball is in the hotel, and I need to get me a room in that hotel, because I don't got five people that hit me up and said they want to play spades. I'll be there Friday night, honey. We can start playing from Friday night all the way until it's time to go to the motherfucking ball, honey. 215-298, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
Remind them that it's not free, Kelly. Please.
Yes, it's not free, honey. We start. It's $20 a person. $20 for me. $20 for my partner. $20 for that person. And $20 for that person's partner. We don't pay for free. My talent is not free, honey. Bitch, honey. Maybe I got so many people hitting me up right now on Yahoo Rodney. Everybody talking about it's not at a hotel, oh, it's at a college. Well, I need to find out where this college is at so I can get me a hotel room close to this college because I need to play. 215-298. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Okay, I guess they don't want to talk. I guess they don't want to talk, honey. 347-891. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Hello? 347-891, you're live on the air.
Hey, mother, what's going on?
What's going on? Who is this?
Antonio. Ms. Rahim.
Excuse me?
Antonio.
Oh, ciao. Let's call her, please.
Antonio!
I don't want to speak to people that didn't make it to my meeting. I'll speak to you at the next meeting.
Oh.
Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Somebody hitting me up on Uber. Honey. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh. Not a good ease. Oh.
Oh, Big, hold on. We got a hold on. We got another caller. 215-298, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Hello? 215-298, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air. Baby, stop playing with me.
Yo,
stop playing with me. Somebody just hit me up. Kelly, what is your oofu dollar? Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo, and they gave the very, well, Kelly, bring the game on to Philly because I'm the best place player in Philly, honey. Okay, well, girls, I hope y'all girls are ready, honey, because I'm cleaning house, honey. I'm taking everybody to the bank, so y'all girls better bring y'all motherfucking ATM cards, honey. Which I might have to go on, I might have to go on eBay, honey, and get me a machine, honey.
And calls all over the on Uvu.
Yes, I'm getting calls down on Uvu, honey. Add my son to the chat. Hold on, we got another caller.
Wait. Nasty. You
hold
tight.
On, somebody said something? Oh, I can't see it, honey. It passed me.
Huh?
Oh, wait, hold on. It passed me, switchboard. 803-727. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I don't want to speak to you either. I meet you at McDonald's.
Excuse me?
And I don't want to speak to you either. How dare you?
Oh, mistake, girl. You call back from another number. You don't really phone. Thank you. Hang up on a card draw. She's calling it from Lily's phone down. Okay, private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
You are right in space.
Excuse me?
You are right in space.
baby, honey, I love taking your change.
You ain't taking anything.
Honey, I love taking your change,
is
honey.
Is that Sean?
We beat you yesterday.
Yeah, that's Sean, honey.
Broke,
you know I took his change yesterday,
even.
Honey.
We broke even yesterday, so...
Let me tell you what happened, Nicole. This is what happened yesterday. Ron Evan dumped me a 10, and then Tyshawn came right back around and dumped another 10.
Rodney, I think you're going to have a problem.
Oh, no, I'm good. What's up, Tyshawn?
Hi, Rodney.
What's going on?
Baby,
there,
we play what I tell you.
You're losing?
I'm taking
losing your money?
Take, of course not. Kelly, you should be talking all that, y'all.
Baby, when I tell you Sunday is a ritual over here, honey. I get up 11 o'clock Sunday. I go to the supermarket. I buy food. I cook down by 7, 8 o'clock. Tyshawn and them is over here, and we play. Baby, let me tell you something. We play until my husband gets up for work at 5 o'clock in the morning. We be playing.
Okay, well, I might come up there a non-Rumble weekend and just hang out and do.
Baby, Rodney, when I tell you, we play down. We eat, we drink, and we just. We listen to music. Whoopi be the DJ. She's playing the music, and we just gamble and play down. We have so much fun. I have so much fun with them. I really do. It's a game.
Bring your own cards. Her cards are possessed. Bring your own cards.
They haunt. She got them.
Oh my God! You see that? Now my cards are possessed. The girls brought their own cards last night. Honey.
That's why we beat you.
The girls brought their own cars, honey. You know, everybody broke even last night, honey. But let's not talk about the PS speakers they bought my husband 2 weeks ago. they bought my husband. What is those sneakers called? Those, what the fuck is those faux posits, honey? They bought my husband a nice pair of faux posits 2 weeks ago, honey. How you doing, bitch?
The couple.
Okay. Why y'all reading Jaquan in the chat room, Mr. Y'all girls is really trying it, Miss Day. Y'all better stop trying my motherfucking godchild in that chat room, Miss Day. Y'all girls are so late, Miss Day. Y'all start reading, Miss Day. Y'all start reading. Bitch, y'all allowed to read, Miss Day, when I know who the fuck y'all are, Miss Day. Bitch, like Miss Nicki Minaj, Miss Barbara Walters, Miss Kurt. toy boy. Girls like that, Miss Thing. Girls that we know who you are, Miss Thing. Bitch, if you have something to say, and Miss Susan, and Lovely, and girls like that, and One Alone, Miss Thing. If you those type of girls, Miss Thing, that we actually know who you are, Miss Thing, then you girls are allowed to read. You know Crickety Wickets, Miss Thing, that want to sit here under the bogus screaming like y'all doing Walk For Me Wednesday, bitch. Y'all got the nerve and the audacity to sit here and try to read some motherfucking body, Miss Thing. What the fuck?
Kelly, let them read. I've been watching it. I haven't said, they don't faze me. Let them read. Let them.
Ready. Okay, next caller, we have one.
But when they stop reading and stop talking about me, that's when I worry. But until then, keep talking.
Yeah, I love when they read me, Mister. I get my life on
there. Kelly, when they talk about me, after the show, I get all these instant messages because everybody wants to know who Jaquan is and who is this and who is that. So keep talking. That means they're only helping me.
267-972, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm good. I just wanted to let you know. Yeah, this is a Philly girl. I just wanted to let you know, me and my sister Lamiche is not playing. Listen, Spades is not a game to us, okay? Spades is a lifestyle for us.
Oh, shit. Okay, baby, let me tell you something. Spades is a lifestyle for me, honey. I read the cards. I know what it's playing, honey. I know what the girls have left in their hand, honey. I read.
I don't think you understand.
I start a New York and Philly tournament, and everybody bring it to the building because Philadelphia is
Well, it's whatever. We can bring it on through. It's whatever.
Kelly, I say it's to be a New York and Philadelphia tournament because New York and Philadelphia
Hold on, Nicole. I want the Philly girls because I don't know if they have bars and novels in Philadelphia. So I want all you girls to come to New York City and go to your nearest bars and novel and get the book that has Kelly Mizrahi Spades lessons on it, honey. I have a book, and it's not a training brochure.
No, you must have been in my class then. You must have been in my class. I already wrote that book. We already wrote that book. You must have been in my class, that, you know, for that lesson. Yeah. I'm telling you, me and my sister, we're not playing. We're coming through. You make sure you go to the next machine. We want your coins, okay?
I'm coming through. Me and Eric will definitely be in town, and we're coming through. I'm taking everybody's coins. I'll be in Philadelphia. I want the girls change, honey. We might have to get a conference room in the hotel, honey,
okay,
and just get a couple of tables.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it seems like it's going to be a battle. The girls want to play space. I mean, let's get it popping. So here goes another Philly caller, 267-975. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Yeah, this is Lamiche Bisu, honey.
What's going on, Lamiche?
Yeah, I was calling to let you know that, yeah, that was my sister just on the line. Yeah, we're coming to take your money.
Oh, baby, we're coming to take
your money.
I'm gonna be a Philly. I'm gonna post up on my Facebook and on my Yahoo app, and the girls can come. We can play down until it's time to go to the breakfast club, and then you can come back to play after the breakfast club. Oh shit, baby, y'all girls, y'all bring y'all. This is what I, everybody, I tell everybody, when y'all come to the table. Everybody just bring your coins. Everybody bring a red and a blue deck of cards, and we're just going to play.
Yeah,
and may the best woman or may the best man win.
And win. You're right.
Because, honey, I'm coming out of Philly, honey. I'm coming out of Philly coming up, honey. Y'all might pay for my whole weekend.
Okay, I'm definitely going to be there. I hope that's the case.
Baby, I'm coming to play, honey. I do not play, baby. I play. I've been playing spades since I've been 12 years old, and I'm 30-something years old.
Y'all get the message to Ronnie Prodigy. Y'all know how he likes to spin. He likes to play cards. He loves cards.
And
man,
where's
Ronnie,
man at?
Let's go.
Do you dare?
Oh, man, now to play spades, too?
Oh, yeah, my brother. We play.
Mm-hmm.
Like little Philly.
Okay, well, I want a piece of man money, too, honey. I want a piece of everybody's change, because, honey, I play down, honey. I play down. We got to play. Ooh, I can't wait until Sunday, honey, comes around, honey. I be waiting for Sunday to come around. I get my life for Sunday to come around, honey. I be bored going to work, honey, and my husband goes to work, and I come here and sit here in the house. I be bored, honey. I be playing solitaire by myself, honey. Bitch, we got to play some spades, honey. Y'all know I'm a old queen, honey. I play solitaire and ass that. Honey. Bitch, we got any other callers, honey? Bitch, because I'm hot, bitch. No,
oh,
okay.
Tonight?
I'm hot, honey, bitch. What the fuck, honey? You know what? We about to get out here early, bitch. I'm hot, bitch. I'm about to go to bed, honey.
Nobody called in about the ball in Charlotte. What happened with that? No, I haven't heard anything about that.
What ball in Charlotte? The ball in Charlotte, I heard something about the venue was switched, and the venue was, what happened? The venue, they switched from one venue because something happened with that venue, and the people sold the place, or they remodeled it, and they switched to another venue. The girls came out, but it really wasn't really that many girls that came out. It was about 300 girls that came out. It was cute, and it was over, and the girls came back, honey. It was cute. It was mostly, somebody had hit me up and said that whoever was having the ball with Jack from North Carolina, South Carolina, they really didn't promote like that. They just let walk for me Wednesday, promote the ball. They didn't really promote the ball, so the girls really, you know, wasn't out like that.
Oh, it was, I know the promoters was, supposed to be Tim Chanel and Econ Blahnik.
Yeah, they said somebody told me that they really didn't promote like that, so the girls really didn't come out like that. But it was cute for what it was worth.
Oh, okay.
So they guess they're gonna, the next one will be in July after the D-Up Ball.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, it's the D-Up Ball, honey. That D-Up Ball. I will be at the D-Up Ball, honey. I love the D-Up Ball. Who is this, honey? Oh, my God. I'm going to fuck him up. Bitch, I'm hot, honey. We getting up out of here. Jaquan? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You going? Are you still on the phone line? No, Jaquan. I don't know where Jaquan at. I know he on Uvu, honey. I'm on Uvu. You. I can't hear you. I hear you on Uvu.
Because
you know we get our Uvu going on, honey, and we have our, you get your business account on Uvu, honey. Girls, we be on Uvu, we be Kiki and down, honey. Jaquan, can you hit up my son, please? Hold on.
You mean Kelly?
Noddy. Honey, we about to get you, son. We about to come get you.
All right. Good night, everybody. See you later.
Good night,
yes.
Guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Rodney. It was a pleasure having you, Rodney. I mean, I'm going to get you on from time to time, Rodney, because you was very good and very swift and quick with those questions and things, Rodney. We're going to have you on from time to time.
Well, we'll definitely come back next Monday and do a ball review based on if I'm in Cali or in
Yes, Rodney, yes. We're going to have you on Monday nights to give our ball review because I like you with the ball reviews, Rodney. Yes. We're going to make Rodney a part of the cast on Monday night because Rodney be all over the place.
Yeah, I'm watching. I watch.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Rodney, for calling in.
All right. Good night, guys.
Jaquan, are you still there or are you just on Uvu?
Damn, I'm snapping pictures at you.
You got to stop snapping. Let me turn my camera. Let me turn my camera off. Jaquan, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night, everybody. I'm the legendary Aurora East Coast Mother Lazar is right, Kelly Mizrahi. Whatever you do, whatever state you in, or whatever bathroom you pick somebody up in tonight, Miss Day, make sure you definitely do practice safe sex and you definitely do wrap it up. How the hell are you going to love somebody else if you don't love yourself? And have a good night. Goodbye.